Not the result you were hoping for to end the season, but did you do something different there in the second half? It seemed to open up with I'm sure you knew that Boston tied and you needed to get that victory.
Yeah, if we could hang in there for 70 minutes and maybe make it a 20-minute game, you know what I'm saying? That's really what we were playing for. And then we gave a stupid goal up, and, you know, when it was all geared around trying to get to the 70th minute. So once we gave the goal up, we had to open the game up and went to a 4-3-3 start of the second half and just kind of opened it up, you know. Gave a silly goal away, I think, too early second half. I thought it was a poor decision by the linesman, but we've been by a better team tonight. I mean, you know, qualms about it. Our goalkeeper made three unbelievable saves, but, I mean, they're tough to mark. They're much more athletic than we are. They've got speed everywhere. You know, we've only got a couple of attacking players. They must have seven attacking players. I mean, even the ones coming in, you know, are very good players. So no qualms about it. They were the better team, and, you know, we certainly, I guess we'll learn from the experience again, but we played three different formations, three different lineups, and come away with nothing out of them, so...
Kind of obviously a mixed bag for O'Hara. She had the two great goals, and all of a sudden
yeah,
she gets hurt.
It's a shame, man. It's a shame because I would think she's probably out for the final. You know what I'm saying? She's a great young player, and you know, I would say probably between her and Angeli for Rookie of the Year. You know what I'm saying? I think she had a great year, and that would be my choices for Rookie of the Year. You know what I'm saying? One of those two. But I mean, this team's gonna be tough to beat, man. They got, you know, 2 weeks rest now, but we all battle it out, and I think it's gonna be very difficult for anybody to beat this team down here, especially on this field. And, you know, Ali Riley running down the left flank. You've got Wilson running down the right flank. You've got, you know, attacking players all over the place. You've got Marta running around as like we've got cement shoes on, you know. So I think it's they're almost impossible to play against. I mean, there's so many variations and so many, you know, they're well-coached. They're well-disciplined in the back too. And Bueller holds the back line together. And, you know, they're the best team in the league. And you can see again tonight, I think they're the best team in the league.
What are you going to do now going into the playoffs knowing you have to win 3 games in 7 days against the best teams in the league and having gone into the postseason losing 4 in a row?
Yeah, we're struggling. I mean, we look jaded again today. We got no sharpness to us. And, you know, I guess we have to give a couple of days off and try and regroup again. And, you know, we're playing against Team Washington that we match up pretty well against, you know what I'm saying? So that's the first one. And then Boston we haven't beaten, so... The ball is round. All I can say is in this sport, the ball is round and anybody can win any given day. And, you know, I think playing at home, the first game, you know, Washington struggled on our field. It's a tight field and, you know, we play well on our tight field, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, then you got to go to Boston and it's going to be difficult, whoever wins that. I spoke to Tony DiCicco. Whoever comes through this, you know, through the fourth and third and through the second has got a tough ordeal coming out here Thursday night, you know, coming out here Friday morning and getting prepared for a Sunday afternoon kickoff, man. It's not going to be easy for any of us, you know. But we deserve it. I think the number one seed should get the bye to the final and, you know, they deserve to be there. And I can't see anybody beating this team unless we have the game of our lives and Boston have the game of their lives, because I watched the Boston team last week and they could have won by 6 that night too, you know what I'm saying? So it's going to be very difficult for all of us now. And you know, he's put a good team together. He made some big decisions in the off-season. He regrouped the team, revamped the team, and you can see what he's got. We look like the expansion team tonight. That's what we've looked like the last couple of weeks, the expansion team. You know, I think probably for most 6 months we've looked like a team in the WPS, but I think the last 2.5 weeks we've looked like the expansion team, you know.